We live in a terrifying day, right before the appearance of Antichrist and the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, where society is spinning out of control in moral chaos, and a sleeping church lays on the verge of apostasy. I believe the days we are living in are the last days, and I also believe our nation has become a reprobate nation. The door of grace is fast closing on wicked America. Few are saved today in a time where the churches have departed from the truth, proclaiming a watered-down gospel inside a compromised church whose congregations are careless, prayerless, and Christless. God has reprobated this nation, and God has rejected America because America has rejected God. In Psalm 9:17, the Word of God declares, "The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God." America has forgotten and forsaken the God of the Bible, and this is a day where two terrible voids exist in the land. Number one, the silence of God. Number two, the absence of God. A horrible divine judgment is upon us today, friends, where God has reprobated this nation by his silence. You can see it all around you as you move about in this sin-soaked society. I was at a gas station just yesterday, and the cashier was talking to a customer ahead of me, and their conversation was on how to mix marijuana to make it more potent. This young generation is stoned on drugs and dead in sin, as they live solely to consume their lusts with one another. I've never seen such a godless generation of youth as today. The sad thing is, many of them grew up in church all their life, but two things turned them against God and Christianity. First, the church had no power of God in it to transform and hold them. And secondly, their parents had no reality of God in their lives, and the kids saw right through the hypocrisy of a do-as-I-say example instead of a do-as-I-do godly example. The silence of God in this land startles me. It terrifies me. Secondly, the absence of God. The absence of God in our churches is a great judgment upon them, as we are experiencing the withdrawn presence of God because of our multiplied sins. A self-reliant church is a godless institution, and entire denominations have become religious but godless. The church has failed to recognize God's remedial judgments through natural disasters and mass shootings, and has not returned unto God because the church is too fast asleep on a raft in the white waters of the rapids, heading for a precipice without any sense of her danger. Few are being saved in the churches of America today, and this absence of God in our midst has produced a generation of lost church members who hang their hope of heaven on an empty religious profession. They've made a decision for Jesus, but they have never been awakened to their lost condition, never have come under Holy Spirit conviction, and have never exercised repentance toward God, and therefore they missed Christ for forgiveness of sins. Just go sit in the congregation of some of our big mega churches today, and you will be entertained in the same way you'd be entertained at a circus. The absence of God in our midst is a terrifying judgment that few even recognize or acknowledge. We are a reprobate nation heading for hell, and nobody seems to notice or care as the religious people become prepared to embrace Antichrist with open arms. God have mercy on us all.